Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick. It's great to have you with us today. And we turn now to some possible thawing around the edges of the frozen relationship between North Korea and South Korea. News came yesterday that North Korea has reopened a border hotline with the South, and also negotiations are taking shape now, ostensibly to talk about bringing North Korean athletes to the Winter Games when they open in Pyeongchang, South Korea, next month. Is Olympic goodwill threatening to sweeten the relationship between North and South Korea here? Is anyone actually holding out for that? Curtis Melvin is here. He's a researcher at the U.S.-Korea Institute at Johns Hopkins University. Curtis, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. Curtis, this border hotline we've been hearing about, how big a deal is it that it's back up and running now? What is this signal?
Well, this is an interesting turn of events in inter-Korean relations because a relationship between North and South Korea has deteriorated fairly steadily between under the former conservative presidents Imunbak and Park Geun-hye. Park Geun-hye closed the Kaesong Industrial Zone in North Korea, which was a business park that the South Koreans had built in North Korea. And when they closed that business park, the last vestige of the Sunshine Policy, North Korea shut off this communication line. And it's been off since then, and there's been no meaningful contact between the two governments. Now, this is interesting because there's been a venue provided for North Korea to reach out and reciprocate to the new president. You know, South Korea's new president has reached out to North Korea on numerous occasions, and the North Koreans have rebuffed him as they've continued to ramp up their nuclear and ballistic missile programs.
So the North reopens the closed hotline. Meanwhile, Kim says, let's sit down and talk because I think there are only two North Korean athletes who've qualified for the Olympic Games, two figure skaters, is that right, headed to the South for the Games. Let's sit down and talk about making the Olympic experience one of outreach here.
Yes. Many people who keep up with inter-Korean relations welcome the development because things like this lower tensions on the peninsula. They make the probability of miscalculations in the event of an unfortunate military or kinetic activity possible. And they open up the doors for negotiators on both sides to at least try to find avenues where we can resolve some longstanding problems. From the U.S. perspective, we've had multiple attempts to reach out and speak to North Korea, and we've even tried to speak with them without any preconditions, and the North Koreans have not been interested. And so it's a good timing. You know, the Olympics are very symbolic, but we still need to see exactly what North Korea wants to get out of this.
And that's a key question. Let's stick with the Olympics for 1 second and what the North wants. Talks over sending North Korean athletes to the Games in South Korea. Really about the Olympics or hopefully pretext for some more important issues?
Well, we can hope it's pretext and something substantive will come out of this. If I want to be a pessimist or realist, I could say that nothing, you know, North Korea participation in the Olympics might not be any more significant than their participation in other sporting events with South Korea. The North Koreans have sent teams to South Korea to compete before, and they've allowed South Koreans into North Korea to compete before. So we shouldn't get our hopes up too high. But the climate is better now. Kim Jong-un has made a public statement in front of his entire country and ours supporting participation in the Olympics. And, you know, if I can just harken back to the bad old days, you know, when Seoul last hosted the Olympics in 1988, the North Koreans blew up a South Korean airline, killing hundreds of people in the run-up to those games. So it's a positive turn that we want to see the North Koreans participating and that they wish South Korea well in these games.
Meanwhile, the bigger picture, Curtis, in the same set of statements where Kim Jong-un warmed things up with the South a little bit around the Olympics, around this hotline that we've talked about, assured the world and the United States that he has a nuclear button on his desk that he's willing to use. Our own president responded, assuring the world that his nuclear button is even bigger. That was the response from our president. Some analysts, and I don't know if you're included in this, have noticed that Kim may be hoping to warm things up with the South and drive a wedge between the longstanding allied relationship between South Korea and the United States.
Yes, this is a concern of many people in the foreign policy community. I haven't made my mind up yet as to what the North Koreans want because I haven't seen any solid information. And the Ministry of Unification in South Korea, which is handling the discussions, has not made public many of the comments that the North Koreans have made, except to say that they're discussing just the Olympics. It's possible that the North might be trying to get some concessions from the South, such as they want some kind of special standing, you know. They might want to have the games sort of be more about them. They might try to seek a delay in joint military drills between the U.S. and South Korea. So the devil is going to be in the details, and we should pay attention to those details. But right now, there's some cause for optimism because, you know, before the former South Korean president Park Geun-hye was impeached, the probability of North Korea attending the games was zero. And under the new president, this will be considered a win for his policy of reaching out to the North. And something may come of it. So we can always be cynical, but look hopefully into the future.
A little bit of stepwise de-escalation on the Korean Peninsula as talks around the Olympics at least open up between the North and the South. And everybody's now watching to see what the strategy from the North is when it comes to the relationship with the United States. Curtis Melvin with the U.S. Korea Institute. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.